something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Hallelujah.
This is the continuation of the message prevailing prayer.
If you have done something wrong, you are a righteous man who did something wrong. And the Bible says if a righteous man has done something wrong, he should obtain forgiveness from God and continue in his righteousness. Amen? Yeah. He doesn't have to start all over again. Somebody says, well, I've sinned so much, I have to start my life all over again. No! If you make a mistake, if you commit a sin, get up, receive forgiveness from God, and continue your journey of faith. Amen. Don't let the devil keep bringing the picture to you. If he brings the picture 1,000 times, rebuke him 1,000 times. The Bible says if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. But if our heart doesn't condemn us, then shall we assure our hearts before him? That means we got confidence. Everything is all right. But if it does, it says God is greater than your heart. And God says every sin is under the authority of the blood of Jesus. Amen. The effectual fervent prayer. What is the effectual fervent prayer? Here he says it is the earnest, which means heartfelt, continued. Heartfelt. It means a prayer that touches your own heart. Do you understand? A prayer that gets a hold of your emotions. You know, sometimes we pray without emotions. We just pray as though we didn't even feel anything. We just pray as though we don't even understand the subject. But here is talking about a different kind of prayer where you're involved in it. It gets your emotions. Sometimes you find yourself crying when you're praying like that. Such prayers are hard to shout. You know what I'm talking about? At such times, it's called supplication. It's called supplication. It means a humble, earnest request. A humble, earnest request. At such times, you're so humble, you go on your knees. Such times, you're so humble, you even prostrate on the floor. You're just there. Almost nobody can hear you, but you're pouring out your heart before God. The other key word there is continued. Don't just stop by talking 2 minutes and don't stop. He says the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Do you realize that a man can have a death sentence on him because of sickness or disease or infirmity? Or even because of the law of an offense that he has committed. And you can change things. Do you know you can bring a loved one out of prison? A lot of us have not realized the tremendous power given to us through the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Many of us have never used that power. Some of us have used it once in a while. But we need to use it more and bring glory to the Father. Sometimes we forget the vision that the Spirit of God has given to us in our hearts for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And like the Bible says, where there's no vision, the people perish. When you lose the vision, then your life becomes very careless. You lose focus. Your heart becomes callous. You don't feel anything anymore. But if God can get a hold of your heart and make you pray, you will always win. You will always win. But you see, we have to prepare ourselves so that the Spirit of God can use us to deliver men and women around the world. As we're speaking here right now, there's someone gasping for breath in the hospital. While we're talking here, there's someone struggling between death and life. While we're here right now. And like the prophet said, he said, thus said the Lord, I looked for a man to bridge the gap. He said, I looked for someone to make up the hedge, and there was none. Do you realize that the Holy Spirit in the world today moves around a lot of times trying to get the attention of a Christian to intercede on behalf of someone so he could save that man's life? And often there's none. Often there's none. If we understood the warfare in the realm of the spirit, would realize the activities of demons and understand what we're supposed to do as Christians. See, the Bible tells us, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are demonic powers, demonic beings. Brothers and sisters, don't accept that theory that whatever will be. It is not true. It is not true. Why then did Jesus pray? Why did he pray so much? Jesus prayed a lot. He prayed so much. Study the Bible. You'd find Jesus prayed so much. So why did he pray so much? If anybody were qualified to let things be the way they were, it was Jesus. If anybody could have stayed away from prayer, it was Jesus. But he prayed so often. He prayed so much. Why did he pray so much? There are many things in your life today that have happened that would never have happened if you had prayed. But many times we're too lazy to pray. Just too lazy to pray. I'm telling you, so many things in your life today that would have never happened if you had prayed. And which could have been changed if you had prayed. Because many times it's not what happens that really is important, because we can change anything. It's what we do with what has happened. A lot of times we let those things be, and then they dominate us and dictate the circumstances of our existence. And how sad that is. Question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to allow your life continue like this? Without prayer? Without some supernatural power? I remember, you know, the old saints used to say something. They would say a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. I don't agree with them. But I realize the reason they said those things was because when a Christian who would not pray, they found out that in his life there was nothing supernatural. He could talk in tongues, all right, but there was no power flowing from his life. So they said a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. The truth is, no Christian is powerless. Even the prayerless one has a lot of power, but he cannot put it to work. You see it? It's like a man who has a generator in his house. All the electrical fittings are there, but he doesn't know how to put the gen on. So when it's night, there's darkness in the house because nobody to show him how to put it on. So he got this wonderful generator sent to him from Germany. And so he is looking at it, not knowing what to do. He can't put it on. So you come to visit him in the nighttime and everywhere is dark. And then you say, what's going on? He says, I have a new generator set. Can you imagine? But I can't put it on. So he's got power, but he can't use it.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.